A master consciousness may fail with honor, but a master consciousness will never succeed with fraud. This is Dr. Harry L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Inspiration. A master consciousness may fail with honor, but a master consciousness will never succeed with fraud. A master consciousness, in the first place, would never fail. And why do you say a master consciousness would never fail? Because a master consciousness would never put itself in the failure mode. Anything it does with honor. It does with integrity, with sincerity. And anything that it sets out to do, it accomplishes. You mean everything that a master consciousness sets out to do, they accomplish? Yeah. How do they accomplish everything they set out to do? Because they set out to do those things that they believe in. They set out to do those things that they feel that they know how to do. They set out to do those things that they feel guided to do. They set out to do those things that they are harmonious with. Right away, they're harmonious with. Now, we made a couple of statements around the table today about things that we weren't harmonious with, and there'd be sure to be a failure because we're not harmonious with them. When you're harmonious with anything, it is sure to be a success. For instance, I can't go to the show, can I? Oh, you don't really want to go to the show. Is there a chance I could go to the show, please, maybe, huh? A little less doubt, but still a lot of doubt. Can I go to the show? Please, huh? Please, huh? Well, if a child comes up to his parent and says, may I go to the show? Mary and Paul and John and Henry and everybody are going, and we're going to go walking in a group, and we're going to the show. May I? Yeah, go ahead. You don't suppose I could go to the show? No, not really. Not really. You see, we already put the negative into motion. And we do that far more often than we know, and we do it unconsciously. We go up to our mother and father knowing that they're not going to let us go. And we say, can I go to the show? And we know they're going to say no, and so they do. When we go up to our mother and father and we say, can I go to the show? And you know they're going to let you go because you just know that everything is right and that you are a good persuader. And you go up to them and ask, and they say, sure, hey, here's a couple extra bucks. Buy some popcorn and soda water and have a good time, you know. And, oh, they're going with you? Well, here's another 10. You can buy popcorn for them, too. Wouldn't that be nice, you know? And you say, wow, I got the greatest mom and dad in the world. How fantastic, you know. But who created it? You did. You created that. Now, why don't you always create like that? Because when a master consciousness is not a master consciousness, then what it does, when it doesn't succeed, it is cheating. It is lying. It says, I can't go, can I? You know, you don't want me to go. They don't want to go themselves. That's fraud. That's lying. That's manipulating to accomplish it. Now, I oftentimes say to people, I give you authority to do this, and I give you authority not to do this. Now you just go and tell anybody you want. Your doctor said you could do this, and your doctor said you could not do this. I'm your metaphysical doctor, you know. And so then they tell people, and they say, oh, okay, you know, if your doctor says that's okay, that's all right. Now, the best person who is always a success, the master consciousness, is one who goes to his friend and say, thank you for inviting me, but I'm not going. Why not? The person will not ask why not. You're the one who creates an asking why not, and then he asks why not. Because the person has no interest whatsoever whether you go or whether you don't go. They just want to be courteous to you. And if you want to walk along, fine. There are five or six others that are going. They don't need you or need you. But if you want to come along, you'd be nice company. But they don't care. They don't care if you haven't got the courage to believe that you can come, that you haven't got the courage to say to yourself, yes, that's what I'd like to do. That's just fine. That's what I want to do. So, you see, A master consciousness may fail with honor, but it won't fail. It won't fail. And it can't fail with honor, because there's nothing to be honorable about. Either you accept it or you reject it. Now, do you accept your good or do you reject it? Do you say, I know that I know that I know, God in me knows the answer? Or do you say, I wish that I wish that I wish I could figure out what to do? You know, and that's what we do. Now, what do you say for yourself? What is your goal for yourself? What's your choice for yourself? What's your dream for yourself? Is your goal, your dream, your choice that you can't do it or that you can do it? See, failure and fraud are unknown to a master consciousness. A master consciousness just lives in its own awareness, lives in its own presence, in its own reality. These are human type of things here. And even on the human level, when you have an honorable person, they never make a mistake. They may have something go wrong, but then they instantly go about correcting it. They don't leave it lie there wrong. And on the human level, you see, no human being with a loving consciousness would ever do something that's fraudulent, would they? Mm-mm. Why would you ever do something fraudulent? You would do something fraudulent because you tried everything else and it didn't work. Or because you didn't try it, but you thought it wouldn't work. Mm. Now, I said the other night when the key got locked into the Miata that Ellen, go look in your box. I'm sure there's one there. Ellen went looking in her box because she knew she had been through that box before. She knew the key wasn't there. So there was no possible way the key could be there. And Sylvie did the same thing. She went there to know that the key would be in her purse, but she knew she hadn't put the key in her purse because she hadn't driven the Miata. She'd have no reason to put it in her purse. All the logic was against it. Well, now, if Sylvie had just said with the innocence of a child, oh, yeah, just a minute, I'll go get it out of my purse. You know it's in your purse? Why did you do it? No. Yes, I knew it was in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew it. But you see, you can stand up to that. And that's beautiful. So this is what we want to do. We want to be so positive, so competent in ourselves, that everything we do is the fulfillment of whatever we're setting out to do. It's a lot of fun. Yes. A master consciousness. Be careful. You don't play games with that. A master consciousness has no limitation. A human consciousness, all sorts of limitations. Master consciousness, not. Are you a master consciousness or are you a human consciousness? You're welcome to be either. There's nothing wrong with being a human consciousness. There's lots of them here. But only a few are the master consciousness. Only a few are the ones that are at the top. That doesn't mean they're earning the greatest amount of money. That doesn't mean they have the greatest responsibility in their job, that they're the CEO or the president or whatever. It only means that, hey, what they speak their word for happens to them. What they choose is theirs and it's done. So be careful with this thought of master consciousness, that you might tag to it failure with honor or succeed with fraud, because that doesn't fit. It's like a baby girl. You say, what a lovely little boy. That's not a boy. And, oh, look at the lovely hairdo that boy has. Oh, that's not a boy. Look at, you know, and finally say, that is not a boy. I'm going to put pink all over her. I'm going to put pink ribbons in her hair. And I'm going to make beautiful, fluffy dresses all over. No. All you have to do is think of the child as a girl. Because you haven't been thinking of the child as a girl. You, as most parents do, think of a child as an it. Mm-hmm. Without any sex, without any gender, without any picture of male, female. You do.
Not me.
Thank you very much. You do think of a child as sexless. And the reason you think of that is because that's what your attitude is about yourself. See, a master consciousness is universal. Master consciousness is all. And if you look at your child as the allness, wow, what a parent you make. If you look at your child as a boy or a girl or a child or an infant or whatever you want to look at them, then you limit them. Ellen says, not her. She looks at boys, girls, and babies, and she knows they're boy, girl, babies. And I say Ellen is a liar. I say Ellen does one thing. She is blind. She goes to each child. She says, you're a genius. You're a genius. She doesn't know that that child is a boy or a girl. She should say, you're a boy genius. You're a girl genius, you know. But she doesn't do that. Now, you see, it's so easy for us to speak up and sometimes make a comment before we think. And we don't want to do that. Because if we're going to be a master consciousness, we already know everything. We already have everything put out in proper order. And we want to live in proper order. So think on these things. They are lots of fun. And know that everything in your world, and you are a master consciousness, is successfully done. So, I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a lovely day. It's been a joy to be with you all along the way.